and different powers. And so Kosovo, just to give you a bit of background, it was part of the Ottoman Empire for a very long time, hundreds of years. So a very big influence of Turkey and Turkish music you will hear. And then it was part of the Serbian Kingdom of Serbia for a long time. But more recently, in the past century or so, higher and higher number of Albanian people living in Kosovo. And Kosovo, by the way, it's not necessarily an ethnic group. Some nations are specific ethnic groups. But Kosovo is a mix of Serbians and Albanians. The official languages are Albanian and Serbian. And roughly 90% of the people are now of Albanian ancestry. And almost 10% Serbian, a little bit of mix of other Balkan peoples, and some Muslims as well, native to those places, some Roma people, otherwise known as Gypsies. So it's a mix of people, but yes, the majority are now Albanians. And so Albania is pushing for a free Kosovo, whereas Serbia thinks that, I'm just simplifying the matter very much, but Serbia generally believes that Kosovo is a part of Serbia. So the whole former Yugoslavia, many countries, many people laying claim to different territories, and so it's a complicated thing. But Kosovo, the important thing to remember here in this musical soundscape is that a huge Albanian influence and also very prominent Serbian influence, and this music is certainly characteristically Balkan. So you'll hear a lot of rousing, very strong vocals, a lot of stringed instrumentation, and what I would call, just to be very simple about it, is a kind of a Middle Eastern element to it as well, like Turkey and other sounds from that region. So yes, we're going to jump right into the music here, and I really wanted to find music that mixed both Serbian and Albanian heritages, just to show that that there's a lot of mixing going on. But to be honest, I couldn't find it. Most of the music was either Albanian people who were born in Kosovo but who are distinctively Albanian in heritage, or people who are Serbian in heritage. And many Serbians since the Kosovo War in the late 90s have moved back to Serbia. So the music here, I'm going to start with some Albanian music. It's Kosovan, but it's from the Albanian lineage of music. So first, this woman who is recognized as the queen of Albanian music in Kosovo, her name is very hard to pronounce in just phonetically reading this out. It's Nekshemije. God, it's so bad. Nekshemije. Try to pronounce that if you don't know any Albanian. And her last name is Pagarusha. That's a bit easier. And the track here I'm going to play, Ani More Nuse. So this is a really good example of traditional Albanian music in Kosovo. Hope you enjoy the trip to Kosovo.
Oh,
Shaka, a very, very legendary musician of Albanian heritage from Kosovo. So he lived from 1912 in a city called Dekani, small town actually, until 1985. And he lived his first 45 years in Kosovo, but then moved to Albania. And he plays an instrument called the Kiftelia, and it is a plucked string instrument, a very long and narrow narrow neck, and only two strings. So one of them is the melodic string, and the other one is just a drone kind of thing going on. So yeah, he's a legendary singer. That's the Albanian language. And before that, you heard another legendary Albanian from Kosovo. Her name was the most impossible word to pronounce, Nehemije. Jeez. I'm gonna update my archives and put all these online so you can find them without having to impossibly find what I'm saying. So, yeah, Pagarusha, her last name, and there you go. Next, I'm going to play an artist who is of Serbian heritage, a fellow named Jordan Nikolic, who did great things to preserve and document really, really ancient Serbian songs from Kosovo, dating back to, well, like 500 years or so. And this fellow first recorded in 1961. He recorded some songs for Radio Pristina, which is the capital of Kosovo. And he was actually became the head of that of the music department of that radio station, and recorded hundreds of songs documenting old Serbian Kosovo stuff in Kosovo. And here's one of his tracks, a classic oldie called Ej Draži Draži, Jordan Nikolic, Music of Kosovo, here on Wandering Rhythms.
Oh, man. Qëllon drejt në sy, po dhe atë par dhe sy, nuk e di ku me trejt, e atë të shkoj në det, por që janë këtore, një ti, në një dit ka të sti, po sa djelin e shë, pritë shi u povje, të gjithë me ne, atje ku zdo gjë freskon, transistorin dhe shon, Let's go bring it on. Let's go bring it on. So put your foot Balti ku shku janë struk, as ku dhe në përmjarje E ati kim dhe ne, po nuk shokun dhije Shiko një druma ta, po ja ku te kjanë Mishti, sa vjen më pak gjebrim Një druma sa eshe, nuk e vend përhije Të qitë me ne, në një në palmëve Transistor in the shon There's no bring a haron There's no bring a
Go. That was some new wave music from Kosovo, one of the biggest bands of the 80s, called Gjurmet. The track I played, Ne Prishtine. And the capital city, Pristina, was a hotbed of Albanian rock and roll music. And yeah, the Yugoslavian influence was very strong. And if you didn't know, Yugo rock, it was a huge force in Europe. A lot of amazing rock bands. 70s, 80s, 90s. I don't know where it came from necessarily, but they just really excelled at rock music all across Yugoslavia. And at that point, you know, the tension between Serbians and Albanians, it was all one big nation. So, there was artists, there was bands that had a mix of Serbians and Albanians, and it was beautiful. So I unfortunately can't find any of those bands. It seems like people haven't gone out of their way to put it online, make it accessible, but some of those bands include M.A.K. and F.A.N., admittedly hard bands to search for online, but they're both based in a city called Mitrovica. So yes, Albanian Serbo rock, a great force, and I'm going to play next another Albanian group. So this was after the fall of Yugoslavia, a group called Azje Sikur Dieli, and this group recorded their first album, simply called The Number One, in 1998, just before the Kosovo War, but it wasn't released until afterwards. And this song is actually a cover of that last group I just played, Gjurmet, from the 80s, and this track is called Mendoza Kdo Gje Mer Fund Pa Ti. I don't know what kind of accent I'm trying to put on that, but yeah, this is a Albanian song. This is Kosovo music at its rockiest. Here we go. We're in the 90s. We're moving forward into time in Kosovo. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain. Last track you heard there was some really, really nice rock music out of Kosovo. The track Mendoza Ko Medja, but I'm not even going to bother with that. So that's a group from 1999, Albanian group, and Kosovo during that period, during the war. A very tough time. A lot of Albanians and Serbians fled the nation, and Kosovo, the tensions between Serbia and Albania remain very high. Actually, back in November, the Albanian Prime Minister, for the first time in many, many years, went to Serbia, and it was meant to be a peaceful affair, but tensions over Kosovo kind of flared up again, he ended up saying a few words that the Serbian leaders did not appreciate, saying that Kosovo will be a free nation, and Serbia still thinks that it's, although it has recently recognized that it is an autonomous state and they have their own political power, still believes it's sort of associated with Serbia. So, anyways, I really don't want to get into the politics, but musically, it actually comes up because this next artist I'm going to play, who is a jazz musician, his name is Ilir Badri, based in Pristina, the capital. Here on his SoundCloud profile, it says Pristina, Albania. And at first I was like, ooh, he's making a political statement by saying the capital city of Kosovo is in Albania. But then I looked a little further and I found that there's a few little people online basically pushing SoundCloud and Bandcamp, okay, two of the biggest platforms for people sharing their music online. There's a bit of a protest by some people in those nations because Kosovo is not recognized. You can't choose Kosovo as the nation you come from when you're uploading your music, when artists put their music online. They can't choose Kosovo. They have to either choose Albania or Serbia. So this fellow here, this next artist I'm playing, didn't necessarily try to make a political statement, but he was just saying that he's Albanian and he's from Pristina. So it's a strange thing, yeah, when just simple social networks can fuel the political fire of whether Kosovo is a nation or not. And by the way, over 100 nations recognize Kosovo as an independent state, but the UN does not, because there are still dozens that do not recognize it. So anyway, it's an ongoing thing. And I'm going to play a track here, beautiful jazz music from Pristina, and this is a track called now this is English, I don't need to put an accent, Cursed Mountains Ballad by Ilir Bajri. Yeah.